This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has been found guilty of four felonies in a case related to helping a man gain unauthorized access to voting equipment in 2021. Peters was found guilty of three counts of attempting to influence a public servant and one count of conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation. She was also convicted of three misdemeanors. Peters will be sentenced in early October. To read more on this verdict, come to CPR.org. Tim Walz, the Democratic pick for vice president, will campaign briefly in Colorado this week. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The stop on Wednesday is part of a cross-country fundraising blitz for the Harris-Walz campaign. The Minnesota governor is expected to speak at a reception in Denver before heading to the East Coast for more stops. While Colorado is no longer considered a swing state, both campaigns have visited to raise money. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was at a fundraising event in Aspen this past weekend. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Strong storms may produce an inch of rain in 30 minutes, and that could fuel flash flooding across the Front Range foothills tonight. The National Weather Service says the biggest risk is in areas recently burned by the Alexander Mountain wildfire near Loveland and the Quarry Fire in Jefferson County. Heavy rain in those areas could trigger dangerous runoff, mudslides, and rock slides. There's a flash flood watch until 9 o'clock tonight. Areas around Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo also have good chances for rain tonight. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. Stay tuned for more All Things Considered.